Welcome to Life, Health, and Financial Fitness with Pam Greenway. Hey guys, thanks for hopping on and tuning in with me. I wanted to get on here today and talk a little bit about a new endeavor that I've added to what I'm already doing. I mentioned last Friday that I opened up 10 coaching sessions, and now I'm down to only, I have three openings left for the next 3 months. So if you're someone who needs help setting goals or overcoming obstacles and assistance to help you hold the answers to creating, you know, the changes that you're seeking, then I'm here to help guide you and help empower you to achieve those goals. Now, I want to be clear, they are not counseling sessions in any way, nor are they a time that we analyze the past. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't ever, you know, look at the past and kind of maybe say, well, what did I try? That didn't work, and glean something from it, but we do not dwell on the past. Again, what my role in this coaching is to attempt to empower you by helping you make, meet, and exceed your goals in both personal and or professional situations in your life. And it could be health as well. So here are a list of specifics I want to share with you guys that I'm focusing on currently with some of my clients to build confidence, to help them change careers. They want to find that career that they are, that they feel like they're meant to be living in, you know, to be in that particular scenario at this point in time in their life. So to help them find their perfect career, to get clear on their goals, to stay accountable to those goals, help people form better relationships, develop purpose, and work on things that you're passionate about, and help you overcome those Monday morning blues that everyone's had at some point in their lives, right? So I wanted to share that initially with you guys, that I'm going to be adding that to what I'm doing. I had some people reach out to me and ask me, would I do that? I've done that in the past. And I thought, you know what? I love it. I love helping people. And so that would be a great way for me to do that. So today I want to talk with you guys about, first I want to ask a question. Why do some persist and why do some quit? And that could be in anything in life, okay? You know, why do some people just push and push and push? And then some people push once and they're like, I'm finished. I mean, just think about a mother birthing her baby. If she only pushed once and thought the pain was just unbearable and said, you know what, I'm not going to push anymore, that would really create, number one, a really terrible scenario, because she has this beautiful baby, but she doesn't want to push hard and go through the pain to have that child come into the world. How many times do we have things in our lives that we need to be birthing? You know, whatever that is, to help us to live out our lives at our, to our full potential, right? At our most optimal levels. But yet we don't want to go through the pain of, you know, possible rejection, possible failure, all of those things that hold people back from being hugely successful in their lives. But think about the people that persevere, that persist, that do not quit. Mother that's having a baby, she can't quit if she wanted to, right? That's just a force of Mother Nature. That's just, she's going to have that baby regardless. But unfortunately for us, the dreams and the passions that we have, we don't have to birth them. If it gets too difficult, people can just quit. And unfortunately, too many people give up after the first sign of friction. And you just cannot do that if you want any level of success. I want to share with you what Napoleon Hill said. He said, and this is a quote, "Persistence is a state of mind, therefore it can be cultivated. Like all states of mind, persistence is based upon definite causes, such as you know your purpose, desire, self-reliance, you have definite plans, a great wealth of knowledge, right? Accurate knowledge, cooperation, willpower, and habit. So how do you develop persistence, you may be asking? Well, here's four just simple steps, guys, that could help you in forming that habit of persistence. One, having a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. I mean, you have to want it where you are on fire inside and you are willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. So you have a definite purpose, a burning desire to have X, Y, and Z occur in your life so that you can live full out and that you can impact the world around you in amazing ways. Number two, have a definite plan expressed in continuous action. A plan is great, but if you do not take action on those goals, plans, whatever you want to call it, then you're never going to get anywhere. You're just going to be at a standstill. You maybe have a beautiful business plan. Maybe you have action steps down to teeny tiny baby steps, but you never take one step to make your goals happen, then you just have a beautiful plan on paper and you will die, 100 years old and have a nice plan, but you never made it come to fruition when everything that you need to make it happen is within you. I do believe that. The third thing is a mind closed tightly against all negative. Anybody that discourages you or, influences you in a negative way, including, friends, family, and or acquaintances. Sometimes the people closest to you can be the most negative, especially if it's something that they could never see themselves doing. They will never, ever in a million years see you doing it. So you just have to know that if it's worth the pain of birthing, right? If it's worth the pain of birthing a beautiful baby, a beautiful business, a beautiful nonprofit, a beautiful marathon that you never thought you could ever run, whatever it is that you're trying to birth, you're trying to make happen, know that you cannot be around negative Nancys. You cannot be around people that talk about other people and bring you down. That's just negative energy that you do not need, and it brings your vibrations down, and you don't want that. You want high vibrations. You want, positivity. And does that mean that we're all walking around whistling Dixie every day? No, life happens. I mean, I'm not being unrealistic, but don't surround yourself with negative people and negative energy, even if it's just an occasional they talk about someone. That can bring you down if you're not careful. And you get sucked into it. It's happened to all of us. So try to stay around really positive people that believe in you and believe in what you want to do. They don't laugh. They don't make fun. They're like, yes, you can do that. And it doesn't mean that they don't give you sound advice from time to time, but they never shoot down your dreams. Number four, and this ties into what I just said, find your tribe, your people, your peeps. Develop those friendly alliances with one or more individuals that encourage you to follow through with that plan and your purpose. Now, Mr. Hill was a brilliant man, and even today his words still ring true. People refer to him often. The secret of persistence is not an answer, it's a realization. So you must persist, guys, with value. You must bring value in all your relationships as you exercise your persistence muscle. Because everything in us that we want to grow, we need to think of as a muscle. If you want to grow biceps and you never go to the gym, you never lift weights, you never do plank, you never do anything to build your muscles, then you're never going to have any muscles. Persistent, work on that persistence muscle. And if you consistently bring value to your team, your business partners, your customers, and even your family and friends, bringing value, and that may be even the most important, because those are the people that help us build our habit of persistence, because we love them, and we only want to provide them with the best, right? So we hang in there, and do not quit. So guys, don't quit. Keep going. Persevere. Don't give up because it's too quote-unquote hard. If you consistently bring value to the table and persist, you will experience, guys, success in every area of your life. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't, especially yourself, because we talk to ourselves more than we talk to anyone else. And I say it over and over again, it's what is between the two ears on your head and my head that cause us to have the most grief or the most success. So let's control those thoughts. Let's hang out with positive people. Let's have a plan and let's fulfill that purpose, because you can. Put it all out there. Put it all out there, man. Because at the end of the day, when you go to bed at night, you can rest and close those eyes and rest and feel good in knowing that you put it all on the table that day. You did everything you possibly could do that day to move things forward in your life, your relationships, your business, your health, whatever it is. You have inside of you everything that you need to make things happen. So guys, thanks for tuning in. You can catch this on Spotify under Life, Health, and Financial Fitness with Pam Greenway. I appreciate you guys. Feel free to share if you got any value out of this, or make a comment. And I'll see you next week. Have a good day.